No, it's multi. I'm very glad to see you. Coming out in front. How do you like this moment? Huh? Thank you. So, any particular question? There are some special marks on the chest of Vishnu. My age in Vaikuntha, he is known that he is the Supreme Personality of God. Otherwise, in Vaikuntha, everyone has got the same feature like Vishnu. Just like if President Johnson comes here as a gentleman, he will not, nobody will recognize him whether he is President or not, unless he shows his special mark. Is it not? All government officers, big officers, they have got within the court one some mark. So fine. So, similarly, in Vaikuntha, the inhabitants, they got sarupa. Their form is exactly like Vishnu. There is no difference. And the Vishnu door came to take Ajani from the hands of Yamadur. They were four-handed with Sankha Chakra Galabadha as Vishnu, the lotus flower, the disc, and the club, and the concert. So there is no difference in the body. Simply by that special mark, some special hair on the chest, and there is bhrigu, soul, mark of the feet of Yuguni. So, by some special marks one can recognize he is Vishnu. Otherwise, from bodily features and from dress and from ornaments, there is no distinction between Vishnu and his devotees in Vaikuntha. They are all four of them. Sarupa, Sajidya, Salakya, Shastri, they have got equal situation of prosperity, wealthy, equally, almost equally powerful. So practically there is no difference between Vishnu and Vishnu Bhakta, in Krishna Loka also. Only Krishna is little blackish, otherwise there is no. In Krishna Loka they are two-handed, and Vishnu Loka they are four-handed. All the Vaikunthas, the residents, they are poor. He wants 400 to him. Mr. Murthy, what do you want? 400? In this universe, only Brahma has got 4 hands. No else. Within this universe. And Vishnu also. In this Brahmanda, in this universe, there is a planet where the ocean is a milk. Here it's like salted water. There are many oceans, ocean of oil, ocean of ghee, ocean of milk. The ocean of oil, you have not experienced in this planet. Within the earth, you are getting your civilization depending. Your motor car civilization is depending on that ocean of oil. You are getting oil and lavishly spending it. The stock is supplied by God. Your material advancement will be finished if the stock is not supplied by the Lord. So these policemen, they do not know, they think that without God we can live. Who has created the ocean of petroleum within the earth? Is it possible for a human being?
Someone has said that the Brahmachari prayer is the best that's worth the Vaikuntha. Is that correct?
The same is no. He has no coat pant. He is Vishnu. Krishna, he has no dress. He is also bare body. Only Radharani is covered. In India, also, still, the covering of the body is not the part of woman. But man, there is practically one dhoti sufficient. Sometimes langota, the underwear. Langota, underwear. Oh, what is that? Nanda Kishore. Kishore means boy. The transcendental boy of Nanda Maharaj. Lotus is blessing, and that beast and cloud is but punishing. Vishnu has to see two ways. Because he is the Lord. So, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya se duskita. Just like the state is meant for punishing the criminals and giving protection to the law-abiding citizen. Where from this idea is taken? It is taken from Vishnu. Everything, because he is the supreme maintainer. So, everything is required for maintaining. So this gada, the cloth and the dish is for punishing the disobedient, the demons, or those who are harassing devotees, to punish them. The Vishnu Chakra is there. Just like Maharaj Ambarish, he was harassed by Rudraksha Muni. And Vishnu Chakra punished him sufficiently. Maharaj Ambarish was a great king, but a great devotee at the same time. So because you are Kshatriya and householder, if Dudbhasa Muni, he was envious. Dudbhasa Muni was Brahmin and a great yogi. So he could not tolerate that a householder king is supposed to be dealing in politics, economics, therefore, according to social position, he is lesser than the Brahmin, because they are simply engaged in the matter of transcendental advancement of life. But the devotee is above the Brahmin. That is the position of the Lord. Here, the highest qualitative position is to be situated in the modes of goodness or to acquire the qualities of Brahmin in this material world. Truthfulness, controlling the senses, controlling the mind, and simplicity, and knowledge, faith in God. There are so many qualifications which makes a person as recognized Brahman. That a devotee, never mind whether he is Brahmin or a Chanda, he automatically develops all these qualities. Jishrasti Bhakti Bhagavata Finchana. Anyone who has unflinching devotional faith in God, he has all the good qualities. I have several times narrated the story of that hunter. He was animal killer and he used to enjoy by killing the animal half. But when he became a devotee, he was not prepared to kill even an ant. Who taught him? Nobody taught him, but he was simply chanting Hare Krishna. So, he who actually making progress in devotional style is service. You are constantly in touch with the the purest. Krishna is the purest. Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhava. You are the Param Brahma, Supreme Brahma. Brahma, every living entity is Brahma, but he is Param Brahma, the leader of the Brahma. That's like the president is the first citizen of the state. Similarly, Krishna is also a living entity, a supreme living entity. Just like the first citizen. So, similarly, every living entity is Brahma. But Param Brahma is one. That is Krishna. And therefore, in the Brahma Samhita, it is confirmed, Ishara Parama Krishna. Krishna is, everyone is Ishara, more or less, controller. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, Varun, Vayu, Chandra, Surya, there are so many. They are all demigods. They are almost gods. But they are not Supreme God. Supreme God is one. Sometimes people do not know the purpose of Vedas. They say the Hindus are worshipper of many gods. That is nonsense. Actually, those who are followers of Vedas, they worship Krishna. Only Krishna or Vishnu. That is Vishnu Paramam Param. Basic mantra. That Vishnu Paramam Param. Sada Pashyanti Surya. And Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Bidhishta Sadvai Ahomeva Bidham. So what is the purpose of Veda? To understand Krishna. One who does not understand Krishna, his Vedanta philosophy is nonsense. However, you may advertise, I am Vedantist, it is utter nonsense. Because he has not attained the perfection of Vedic knowledge. Perfection of Vedic knowledge is to know Krishna. And that is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Bahuna Janmanamanti. After many, many births, Jnanavan. Jnanavan means Vedantist. Not, they are many that Vedantist. Vedantist, Vaishnavas, they are also Vedantist. But it has become a common sense, common affair, that the impersonalists, they are called Vedantists. Because due to Shankaracharya's propaganda, they have made that position as Vedantists. But common men, they do not know that Vaishnavas are the best Vedantists. We shall discuss Vedanta here also. Vedanta, Ramanuj Bhaskar, there is, perhaps you know in your country, there is Ramanuj Bhaskar Vedanta. Madhvacharya, yes, also. It can get on to Vaishnava, not only Shankaracharya. But because the Vaishnava, they know the Vaishnava Brahma Sutra, the Srimad Bhagavatam, is the actual explanation of Vedanta. So therefore, they take more interest in Srimad Bhagavata. Because that is the actual explanation of Vedanta. Just like in the Vedanta Sutra, what is Brahma? Absolute truth. Atata Brahma Vijnasa. The inquiry is, what is Brahma? Absolute truth. The Vedanta Sutra answers, the Vedanta Sutra is made like that, questions and answers like that. So, answer is, Janmadrasya Gataha. The absolute truth is that, from whom everything is emanating. He is the ultimate fountainhead of everything. Just now we tried to explain that the state functions protecting the good citizen and punishing the criminals. That should be the state business. Where from this idea came? The law and, what is it called? Law and order department, or what is that? Yes. Where from the idea came to the human society? Unless it is there, in the absolute. How the idea comes? Therefore, that law and order is Vishnu. Janmadrasya Gataha. The idea of law and order came from Vishnu. How nicely explained. Janmadrasya. In two words, Janmadrasya Gataha. Janma means creation. And Adi, Adi means first Janma, then Sthiti, Sthiti means staying, maintenance, and then dissolution. So three things, Japa, from where these three things are happening. That means this world is being created from that source. It is being maintained by the source, and when it is annihilated, it rests in that. The energy, the whole energy. Pralaya Janti Mamita, Bhagavad Gita. When everything is dissolved, the energy is absorbed by the energy. So that is absolute truth. So, Srimad Bhagavatam explains that absolute truth. Janmadrasya Gataha Annaya Itaratasya Arthesu Avijna Sara. In Vedanta Sutra, it is simply said that the absolute truth is that which is the fountainhead of everything. Now, if fountainhead of everything, then what? The absolute truth's nature shall be, right? So that is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. The first thing is that Janmadrasya Gataha, the factor, the absolute truth from which everything is emanating, so that emanation includes indirect and direct manifestation. What is that indirect and direct manifestation? The direct manifestation is the spiritual world. And the indirect manifestation is this material world. Indirect manifestation means it is simply a shadow or the spiritual world. Just like in the Bible also it is said, the man is made after God. So, you have got two hands, one head, two legs. So, the mental speculation is said that that these devotees, they create God according to their own feature. Because I am two-handed and therefore I create God with two hands, Krishna. But actually the fact is not that. Actually because Krishna has got two hands and we have got an imitation body of Krishna, therefore we have got. Because this is imitation, that we know everything, everyone. This body will not stay. Therefore it has got janma. Janma means birth or creation at a certain period. And it stays, say for 50 years, 100 years. Then dissolve, dissolution. Therefore it is imitation. Just like if you create a doll, clay doll, very nice, beautiful doll. But it is imitation, it is shadow of the real beautiful doll. It is created at some time, and so reality is there in the spiritual world. Therefore it is called Janmadasajata. The idea comes from there. But the impersonal is due to their intelligence being very meager. They think that the absolute truth is without any variety, impersonal, or void. They think that varieties are only in the material world. But actually, real varieties are there in the spiritual world. It is only reflection, as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Urdhamola adhoshapha. Adhoshapha. Asattam pramavayam. This material creation, material manifestation is compared with a banyan tree whose root is upward. And that I have explained several times, how the tree can be upward root. That means it is reflection. Just like you stand on the river side, the tree will be reflected on the river, on the water, as a bird. That means that it's reflection. As soon as we say that this is a tree, the root of it is up. That means it is reflection. Mayavadi philosopher, they do not take account of the mathematical calculation, 380 degrees. They are taking account of 360 degrees, the whole circle. They are taking account only 180 degrees. And other 180 degrees, they are making void. But actually, the whole point is 360 degrees. That is geometrical calculus. If you simply know 180 degrees, then the other 180 degrees are known to you. So real life, real variety, real beauty, real knowledge, everything in reality is there in the spiritual world. It is only reflection. Therefore, Bhagavata explains that janmadrasya jata annayat itatatasya harthesu avijna. The supreme absolute truth is cognizant, avijna. Cognizant and sarat. Sarat means independent. In this way, the explanation of Brahma Sutra is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is Vaishnavanam Priyam. Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. Yasmin Paramham Samhitam Param Jnanam Hiyat. The knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam is to be understood by the Paramahamsa. That is the highest perfected man, Paramahamsa. It is not ordinary thing.
Swamiji, if all things here are reflection of what is perfect in the spiritual world, then shouldn't hate and frustration and despair and prejudice also appear in the spiritual world?
Yes.
To express it?
Yes.
Then isn't that, aren't they bad?
That frustration has no disappointment. That is the beauty. Yeah. Just like Lord Chaitanya is manifesting that spiritual frustration. Oh Krishna, I could not see you. He is jumping on the sea in frustration. But that frustration is the highest perfection of love. Yes, everything is there. But without inability. You are very intelligent, God. I thank you. Yes. There is success. But not this way. Yes. That frustration, enriches one's eagerness of love for Krishna. Everything is there, but without inability. Everything is there. Yes. Now see, Vishnu, of course, in Vaikuntha Jagat there is no violence, but Vishnu is taking the symbol of violence. Otherwise, what is the meaning of this? This can class. So, when he wants to be violent, he comes here as Nishingama. And he sends some of his devotees to play violence. That is Hiranyakashipu. Because there the devotees are so much in accord with Krishna and Vishnu that there is no question of disagreement. But violence is only disagreement, atheism. Therefore sometimes a devotee is deputed in this world to play as atheist And Krishna comes to kill him. To teach these people that if you become a thief, then here is this and club for you. But it is not possible to be displayed in the Vaikuntha. But the otherwise, if there is no the propensity of violence. That's why there is sometimes mock fight. A father is fighting in mock with a small child, and he is become defeated. But there is pleasure. So, Ananda Maya Vyasa, the Lord, is joyful. So there is joy in fighting also sometimes. So your question that everything is there, there is fight. Everything is there. Otherwise, if everything is not there, they cannot be manifested here because it is a pleasure. That's why in course this discovery is by the Vaishnava, Gauri Vaishnava. That's why the love between Radha and Krishna, it is called Parokya. They are not married, husband and wife. But Radharani appears to be wife of some other gentleman. But Krishna, from childhood, they are friends. So Radharani could not forget Krishna. She used to come to Krishna and stand like that. That's all. And she was playing. Kishore Kishore, they are boy and girl. But there is no inebriety. That's why here the boy and girls mix and there are so many abominable things. Deceptful, which is binding their material bondage. So that friendship between boy and girl is there, but without inebriety. Krishna had so many gopis, girlfriends, but there was no contraceptive pills. That is the reason. Here, the so-called love is lust. And there, that is the highest. The same thing, abhārtas, parvārtas, reflection. Just like in the original tree, the topmost part has come down to the down. Similarly, in the spiritual world, the highest, topmost level of love, parokya. Parokya means love not by marriage life, by friendship. That is here. But there is no such inability. It is pure. So parvātas means the topmost thing has come down to the life. Here, this parokya, and loving Radha's wife, Radha's husband, is most abominable, adultery. Not allowed by society, not allowed by the state. But when this is there, even while he is married, he wants to love another wife, And if the girl married, he wants to love another. Why? Well, that is there. But without inebriety. That is it. So everything is there. But here, that thing is reflected wholeheartedly. Therefore, misunderstood. There is so many other corollaries, you see. But you must know everything, that without being in the absolute truth, there cannot be relative manifestation. This word is relative manifestation. So, these things are not to be understood in the beginning, but as the questions came, we discussed something, but you must know, as Vedanta Sutra says, janmadra sajata, everything is emanated from that absolute truth. That is the fountainhead of everything. We cannot manufacture anything. This is not possible. But this is shadow, and that is reality. There is shadow just like photograph. You find that everything in detail of your beautiful face in the photograph, but that is not reality. That's all. So you find everything in details. Or you can understand actual photograph, actual idea, actual notion of the spiritual world by scrutinizingly studying the material world. The impersonal is, they think that in the material variety, there are so many abominable inebrieties. Therefore, in the spiritual world, all these things should be minor. Why? That is their material calculation. They cannot think that in the spiritual world also there is love. Because here, in this world, the so-called love or lust is frustrated and followed by so many calamities, that therefore they cannot conceive that in the spiritual world also there is love. Their idea in one sense is right. Then how these nonsensical things can exist in the spiritual world? Therefore they make it altogether minus. No variety. Impossible. That is less intelligence. They cannot understand that photograph is the reflection of the actual person. There is everything in detail. Movie. Actually the same man is laughing, walking, dressed, everything. But it's all false. That they cannot understand. Therefore, the Vaishnava says they are less intelligent. The real understanding should be that if in the real person all these features are not present, how they can be reflected in the photograph? The Mahamadhi says, Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha. Brahma, the absolute truth, is real truth. And this one is Mitha. Then Mitha means it is a reflection of shadow. Mitha does not mean that it has no existence. If the shadow is also existence. There are Vaishnava philosophers say that mitha means temporary. Now you have got this body. This is temporary. That's the real understanding. And if I say it is mitha, then if I kill you, then why am I punished? I can say, why is it mitha? It is false. So what is there? Part? No. It is not mitha. It is temporary. Not mitha. Mitha how can it be? Because it is reflection of the reality, therefore it cannot be mitha. Then the reality becomes mitha. Mitha means not fact. The real explanation is that this is shadow. Shadow, but the reality is in the spiritual world, and that is indicated in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadasvajataha. The fountain head of all emanation. That is absolute.
That Maya striking
at us?
That night my window was broken. Was that Maya striking?
Yes. Yes, Maya is always striking. Maybe. It takes really no window. Why do you compact Maya into window? He is without window, without reading window. Maya is not only a godly, I mean to say, limited to a certain extent. The whole world is Maya. Jagat mitya, the whole universe is Maya. Only that part is not Maya, where the chanting Hare Krishna is there. As soon as there was some slacking in Hare Krishna, the Maya struck. Yes. 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 So you are asking at the last moment. You are very much careful about time. No, you ask. No, you ask. Yeah. Yeah, see, you can, because have you seen how you have no experience here in your country? Have you got any experience? Right, in India, we have got experience how in the morning the cowboy take some food from the mother, and with the cows, he goes to the field. The cows are let loose on the grazing ground. They are enjoying. And this cowboy is sometimes singing the flute, Krishna's flute, is because he's cowboy. The cowboy still play in their flute. In India you will find. Because the cows are let, they are doing their own work, and what this boy will do. They are playing, there are many cows, they are playing, sometimes playing on flute, sometimes sporting, sometimes eating. So Krishna is exactly doing like that. All the cowboy friends went with him. Krishna was, of course, a very rich man's son. His father was very rich. So he used to take with him very nice food stuff, laddu, kachori. And other, his four friends, they were taking chapatis, dry chapatis. So they were enjoying. Dividing your food, my food, his food. And sometimes there was some trouble in the a forest, because Kansa was after Krishna to kill him, he was sending his assistants. So some asura would come, Bakasura, Bhasura, and Krishna would kill, and the boys would return and narrate the story to their mother. Oh, my dear mother, such and such thing happened and Krishna killed it. Well, the mother is like, oh, yes, our Krishna is very wonderful. So Krishna was the danger, that's all. The mother speaking of Krishna, the boy speaking of Krishna. So therefore they did not know anything but Krishna. Krishna, whenever there is some trouble, oh Krishna. When there is fire, oh Krishna. That is the beauty of Vrindavan. Their mind is absorbed in Krishna. Not through philosophy. Not through understanding. But natural love. Krishna is our village boy, our relative, our friend, our lover, our master, somewhere else, Krishna. That is the beauty. Therefore, Sudeva Goswami is describing in the playing of the boys, Ittam satana brahma sukhanu hutya dasangatanam paradayivatena maya sitanam narudaratena sadhang vidarhu kritapunna punya. Oh, this boy is playing with Krishna. They have attained this position. Oh, after I'm accumulating many, many births, past activities. Kritapunna punya. Just like a man collects dollar, and on time he amasses money, say millions of dollars. Similarly, Sukadeva Goswami is describing that these boys who are playing with Krishna, they have amassed their pious activities for millions and billions of births. Because with whom they are playing? They are playing Ittam Brahma Sukhanuhutya Satam. The stalwart philosophers who are after Brahmananda. So that Brahmananda is here, Krishna. And Dasamatanam Paradaivatina, and for the devotees, he is the Supreme Lord. And Maya Sitanam Naradharatina, those who are covered in Maya, for them, he is ordinary human boy. And with him, these boys are playing, they have amassed pious activities of many, many millions of births. Otherwise, it was not possible. So, they do not know Krishna is God. They do not know. But their affection for Krishna is so great and nice that it is inexplicable. They are playing, Krishna is defeated, Krishna has to take their friend and his soldier. Yes, because you are defeated. So Krishna is accepting, yes. Come on, my soldier. So this Krishna Lila, that also one who tries to understand and understands, they are also like those boys who have amassed pious activities of many, many births. It is not ordinary thing. So that, and Maya, Sitara and Nargara, and those who are like the classes of Maya, they will think this Krishna's pastimes, what is this? What is this Krishna conscious persons they are enjoying about Krishna going to the field with some cows? Yes? Just like one of our students, that Ranshore, he asked me, Samiji, hey, that God has become a cowherd boy. Because ordinary people are thinking God must be so great, great, that they can cannot conceive. And that great personality, how he becomes a cowherd boy, playing his cowherd boy. Yes. Brahma also became astonished, and therefore he came to check whether he is my lord or not. Devya. Muyampi Dattva Suraya. The Bhagavad says, therefore, even the great personalities like Brahma, they are also bewildered to understand the personality. He, Brahma, also heard that at Vrindavan, Krishna has appeared and he is acting as a cowherd boy. He was also astonished. Oh, my Lord, he has become a cowherd boy. So he came to check. Took away all the cowherd boys and cows and everything. And after a few seconds he came, he said, Krishna is playing in the same way. And although the and stolen cowherd boys and cows, they, by the, energy of Maya, by influence of Brahma, they were kept in a secret cave. They are sleeping, but Krishna is playing. That means he has manifested again with the cowherd boys and cows. Then he was convinced, yes, he is my Lord. Then Brahma saw his death. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita hi stavi eva nijarupataya talavi. So, Krishna can expand in many, many thousand times what Brahma do by stealing his... No, that is not possible. So, Brahma was also convinced. These things he will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahma Vimohan. In Brahma is bewildered. What to speak of ordinary men like us? So, Krishna will have to understand. There is no need of understanding. Simply you love Krishna, then all business finished. Just like if you touch fire, if you understand it or not understand it, the warmth is there. Similarly, either you understand Krishna or do not understand Krishna, it doesn't matter. Simply, if you love Krishna, then your life is perfect. That's all. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Oh,
That's it.